Matthew chapter 20. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man that is a householder who went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said to them, "You also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right I will give you." And they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth and ninth hour and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle and said to them, "Why do you stand here all today idle?" They said to him, "Because no man has hired us." He said to them, "You go also into the vineyard, and whatever is right you shall receive." So when the evening had come, the lord of the vineyard said to his steward, "Call the laborers and give them their wages, beginning from the last to the first." And when those who were hired about the 11th hour came, they each received a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they would have received more, and they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the householder, saying, "These last have worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have endured the burden and heat of the day." But he answered one of them and said, "Friend, I've done you no wrong. Didn't you agree with me for a penny? Take what is yours and go your way. I will give to this last the same as to you. Isn't it legal for me to do what I choose with my own money? Is your eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few chosen." And Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples apart on the way and said to them, "See, we're going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they'll sentence him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify him, and the third day he'll rise again." Then the mother of Zebedee's children came to him with her sons, worshipping him and desiring a certain thing from him. And he said to her, "What do you want?" She said to him, "Grant that these my two sons will sit, one on your right hand and the other on the left in your kingdom." But Jesus answered and said, "You don't know what you're asking. Are you able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They said to him, "We are able." And he said to them, "You shall drink indeed of my cup and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with, but to sit at my right hand and at my left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to those for whom has been prepared by my Father." And when the 10 heard it, they were angry with the two brothers. But Jesus called them to himself and said, "You know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise authority over them, and those who are great exercise authority on them. But it shall not be so among you. But whoever will be great among you shall be your minister, and whoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Just as the Son of Man didn't come to be ministered to, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many." And as they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, called out, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, you Son of David." And the multitude rebuked them because they should be quiet. But they shouted the more, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, you Son of David." And Jesus stood still and called them and said, "What do you want me to do for you?" They said to him, "Lord, for our eyes to be opened." So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him.